Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Daily Drop podcast. Before we get into the good stuff, I just want to let you know that today's episode is actually going to be a replay of the talk that Megan and I gave this past weekend, at the time of recording this past weekend, at the Travel and Adventure Show in Atlanta. So many of you did attend this event and we really appreciate it. But many of you were not able to make it to the event and have since requested that we upload a recording of the speech we gave there. And so that's what we're going to do today. It's just going to be a replay of that. And to give you a tiny little caveat, a lot of this stuff is pretty surface level, entry level travel hacking. A lot of this was geared towards an audience of people who are new to the points and miles game. So some of this might be repetitive, but that's okay. If you do want to see some of the visual elements that we discuss, we do have a slideshow that accompanies this presentation. So if you're listening to the podcast on a podcast platform, maybe go over to YouTube and check out the video where you'll be able to see the slides. If not, we will link the slides in the show notes. It's going to be the very first link there. So you can also just open that up and follow along or go back and look at that afterwards. But just so you know, this is going to be a little bit of a different format. So without further ado, here is our presentation from this past weekend. Enjoy. Welcome, everyone. My name's Mike, and I'm here with Megan. And today, we are going to tell you about how we traveled to more than 50 countries in 2023, thanks to the magic of miles and points, and we'll tell you how you can do the same thing. We're going to cover some specific destinations that we each went to, specific ways that we each earned and redeemed miles and points, and of course, we will give you examples of travel hacks ranging from fairly straightforward to more advanced to give you an idea of what you can expect if you want to go down the points and miles rabbit hole with us.
So basically, we are here to teach you how to get heavily discounted travel. We hope that sounds exciting to everyone in this room today. If not, this is incredibly awkward and you may have found yourself at the wrong presentation today. Please do find the nearest emergency exit to you, noting that it may be behind you. We are here today with Daily Drop. Daily Drop is a travel company who teaches you how to travel hack primarily through earning and redeeming miles and points, finding cheap fares, and keeping you up to date with the best loyalty programs. Basically, we are kind of obsessed with a great travel deal, almost as obsessed as we are with a great travel meme, because who doesn't need that every day, right? We do all of this through our absolutely free content on our website, social media channels, podcasts, and at the heart of it all, the coolest travel hacking newsletter on the planet, which I can say because I'm not the head writer. That is this guy over here.
That's right, folks. My name is Mike. I am the head writer of the Daily Drop newsletter. And to tell you a little bit about myself, I actually don't come from a travel background at all, but rather from a classical music background. I have not one, not two, but three useless college degrees in opera performance. And as you might imagine, as a freelance musician, I had to find pretty creative ways to pursue my real passion of travel. And for me, that is where Points and Miles came into the picture. Since getting involved with Points and Miles, I've had some amazing experiences traveling all around the world. I've been to almost 100 countries now, and I have no plans of stopping anytime soon.
So that brings us back over to me. I am Megan. I'm the community manager at Daily Drop. I have been travel hacking since 2017, where my very first trip on points was to the Maldives and Southeast Asia, all while being on a nanny's salary. If there's any trip that's going to get you hooked on this hobby, it is going to be that one. And I haven't stopped since. I have earned and redeemed well over 1 million points, and I visited 28 countries and counting, of course, because I'm sure everyone in this room lives by the motto, never stop traveling. But let's zoom these stories in a little bit, because today's presentation is all about our 2023 travels. So Mike, why don't you blow our minds a little bit?
All right. Yes. So 2023 was a crazy year for me, as you can see from the map of my travels here. I went to more than 50 countries in 1 year. I flew more than 100 times, and along the way had some pretty incredible experiences, such as trying out world-class premium business class seats on planes, like the one you see in the first photo there, which is ANA's The Room business class. I spent about 3 weeks traveling through Ukraine during the war, which is a story for a different conference. I went to Rio de Janeiro for my birthday. I transited through China without a visa, which I'll tell you a little bit more about later. Saw many wonders of the world, including the pyramids of Egypt. And I even took my best friend on a free trip to India to visit the Golden Temple of Amritsar and many, many other places in between. So to answer the question that many of you probably have, yes, I'm pretty much jet lagged all the time. And we did warn you that there would be memes. But if that's a little too chaotic for you, Megan, why don't you take it back a notch for a little bit more slow travel?
Yeah, it truly is incredible how far these strategies can take you. But if the thought of that did overwhelm you at all, the great news is no matter what your travel style is today, what we're teaching will be able to work for you. So I'll turn the volume down a little bit on the travel madness. This is a snapshot of my 2023 travels. I took a respectable 11 flights, 4 countries, 1 Mediterranean cruise, and arguably my best travel hack trip ever, which was taking my entire family on their first international trip and getting myself married in a destination wedding. That one is definitely going to be hard to beat. Now, before we get into all of the hacks today, we're curious if anyone is brand new to travel hacking. We're going to cover a few foundations for you if that is you. And then at the end of our presentation today, we do have a free gift for those of you who are brand new to all of this as well. So first things first, miles and points are the same thing. You might hear us using those words a little interchangeably today. That's just because different companies choose to call them different titles, but in the end, they are all the same. Now, the foundation to travel hacking with miles and points is this simple: earn points, redeem for travel, rinse and repeat. I teach a lot of our 101 content here at Daily Drop, and these are the two foundations that I remind everyone to stay in line with if it ever gets a little complex. It probably falls into one of these two categories: earn points, redeem for travel. Now, there are lots of ways to earn points. You can fly to earn, you can stay in hotels to earn, but our favorite way around here at Daily Drop and the fastest way to earn points is through credit cards, with the small but very important caveat: only responsible use. Points are incredibly easy to earn in the US in this way, and you can transfer them out to travel partners, which we will be sharing some examples around today. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the travel hacks.
All right. So our first stop today is going to be an example of one of the many trips that I took in 2023, and this was a 9-week trip around the world. Now, along this trip, I redeemed my points and miles in dozens of ways, but today I'm just going to pick a handful of those ways to illustrate just how flexible miles and points can be. So, as you can see here, this is the map of what my trip looked like. It's pretty crazy, but it was fairly straightforward to book because of miles and points. So, like I said, this trip took 9 weeks, took me to 19 different countries around the world, and without points and miles would have otherwise cost over $25,000. So in other words, it never would have been possible at all. Now, the first stop along my journey was Kyoto, Japan, a very, very beautiful city, a very popular city that many of you have probably been to. So popular, in fact, that it gets pretty darn expensive, especially in the high season. Luckily, there are plenty of ways to redeem points and miles for hotel stays in Kyoto, including this property, which is an IHG hotel right in the heart of Kyoto that only costs 13,000 IHG points per night. Now, if you have no frame of reference for how good or bad of a deal that is, let me explain a little more. Every points currency has a different value. Some points are worth more than other types of points. In IHG's case, their points are generally worth about half a penny each, half a cent, meaning 13,000 points usually gets you roughly $65 of value. In this case, however, the hotel normally costs over $100 a night, so the fact that it only costs 13,000 points makes it a really good deal. Moving on from Japan, I made my way down to China and then flew from China to Taiwan on this amazing business class seat with China Airlines. And I did also use points to book this flight. Now, this is a good example of how you don't need thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of points to try out these aspirational sort of bucket list type of plane rides with these lie-flat beds and amazing food and service. You could do what I did and simply book a 2-hour flight on the same exact plane with the same food, same seat, same service for many, many fewer miles. And that's what I did here. And the way I did this was using my American Express points from a US credit card. I took those and transferred them to Air France and KLM, a European airline program. And then I used that European airline program to book a flight on a Taiwanese airline departing from mainland China to Taiwan. So if that doesn't illustrate the flexibility of miles and points, I don't know what does. From East Asia, going back to China, this is actually one of my other favorite travel hacks that doesn't involve any points and miles at all, and that is the fact that you can transit through China with no visa. If you are a US citizen or a citizen of more than 50 other countries around the world, China will let you enter the country for up to 1 week without a visa as long as you follow a few rules. Those rules are as follows. If you depart from one country and fly to China and then leave China for a third country, they treat that as a quote-unquote transit. Now, depending on which city you're flying through in China, you can stay for varying amounts of time. If you're going through Beijing or Shanghai, that amount of time is up to 1 week. And I think that's a travel hack in the sense that it unlocks a really cool destination around the world that is otherwise hard to attain and hard to get to without any expensive or complex visa process required. Moving on from East Asia, I made my way down to Southeast Asia and visited places like Cambodia, where I got to see the temples of Angkor Wat and explore the beautiful town of Siem Reap. And if you think that points and miles can't get you far in this corner of the world, think again, because there are lots of ways to redeem your points for incredible value in Southeast Asia. For example, I used World of Hyatt points to book this really unique hotel in Siem Reap called the Angkor Village Hotel. Again, I transferred points from my US credit card, a Chase card in this case, to World of Hyatt, and then used those Hyatt points to book this hotel. And because of Hyatt's partnership with Small Luxury Hotels of the World, which is unfortunately ending soon, sad face, I was able to not just get a free hotel stay booked with points, I was able to get other benefits like free breakfast, early check-in, late checkout, and even a one-category room upgrade, making this free hotel stay even more valuable. Now, from Southeast Asia, I made my way to what I call phase two of my trip, which took me to 11 different countries in Africa. But of course, I had to get from Asia to Africa, and that is where one of my other all-time favorite travel hacks comes into the mix, and that is the stopover. Now, a stopover is like a layover, except instead of just being in an airport for a few hours, you get to leave the airport. You can be in a totally new country, a totally new city for a few days, a few weeks, or even a few months if you really wanted to. Every program has a different policy with regards to stopovers. Some of them don't allow stopovers. Some of them allow stopovers for free. But in my case, I used Aeroplan points, which allows you to book a stopover for an additional 5,000 points. So normally, this routing from Kuala Lumpur to Madagascar via Mauritius costs 40,000 Aeroplan points. But to spend an extra few days on the island of Mauritius, it only costs another 5,000 Aeroplan points. So to break it down again, I used my American credit card points, transferred them to a Canadian airline program, used that Canadian program to book a flight on an African airline from Asia to Madagascar, and got to spend 3 days in between in one of the most beautiful islands in the world, one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. So again, the flexibility is just endless here. Of course, once you get to Africa, things start to get a little bit expensive. If you aren't aware, traveling in sub-Saharan Africa as a tourist is really, really expensive. Hotels, flights, they really add up quickly. Visa costs even. It's just very expensive. Thankfully, there are plenty of ways to also use our American-earned points and miles for excellent value in sub-Saharan Africa. For example, I stayed at this hotel in Livingstone, Zambia, the Protea Hotel, which is part of Marriott Bonvoy's loyalty program. And if you aren't familiar with Livingstone, it's the town in Zambia that is closest to Victoria Falls. In fact, this hotel is less than a 5-minute drive from Victoria Falls. It's pretty much the most convenient place you can be if you want to explore the falls. And as a result, it's really expensive. It costs more than $200 a night for this hotel. But instead, I just redeemed 10,500 Marriott Bonvoy points per night, giving me a value of more than 2 cents per point, which is, for reference, three or four times the value you generally get for the same exact points if you use them here in North America. So again, points and miles that you earn here in the US are not only super flexible and can get you to all parts of the world, but generally speaking, when you're traveling to all these cool corners of the world, you'll get even more value for those points than you do right here in North America. But enough about my trip. I'm going to pass it back to Megan, where she is going to take us seaside.
Yeah, I know we have some cruise lovers around here, so I'm pretty excited to share what was one of my favorite, but also most unexpected experiences of 2023. I'm going to show you how I got my Mediterranean cruise for free. So if you didn't pick up from my intro, I tend to like a little bit more of slow travel. I like it because of the pace, but also because I've been able to land some pretty epic last minute deals because I was in a location that might not have been otherwise quite as accessible based on where I'm normally located, which is exactly what happened in this case. Last year, I flew over to Manchester in economy class with some points that I had living in Virgin Atlantic, where I was house sitting that cutie in the bottom photo for 2 months, which, side note, house sitting is one of my all-time favorite travel hacks. But this is where I heard about this. You could book a cruise for 62,000 points. And where did I hear about it? Well, from none other than the Daily Drop newsletter, of course. Yet another reason to keep up to date with us. The deal was that Virgin Voyages was offering a 7-night cruise for 2 for 80,000 points. And if you're like, wait a second, you just said 62,000 and then you said 80,000. Thank you for paying attention. I'll get to that in just a moment. So we're going to cover some more quick foundations. You might have heard in some of Mike's examples that he transferred points over. Well, every single bank has its own travel partners. This shows you where you can transfer points that you've earned on a flexible earning travel card over to travel partners like airlines, hotels, and in this case, cruise lines. So yes, Virgin Voyages was offering a cruise for 80,000 points. However, both American Express and Chase were offering 30% transfer bonuses when you transferred their points over to Virgin Atlantic. So by transferring 62,000 points from either of those programs, they automatically turned into 80,000 points, which is an incredible deal because these cruises can usually cost upwards of $3,000. And just to show you how simple this whole transfer process is, here's exactly how it works. I logged into my American Express account, transferred 62,000 points to Virgin Atlantic, which was linked up to my Virgin Red account, where I logged in and I chose my cruise. And what kind of presentation would this be without receipts? Here is showing you where I paid literally $0, no taxes and fees or anything for this incredible itinerary. We started our cruise in Athens, which has been a bucket list destination for so long, before making our way up to Croatia, where we explored Split and Dubrovnik, and I lived out all of my Game of Thrones dreams, before making our way down to Kotor, Montenegro, the hidden gem I didn't know I needed, and finally ending back in Greece on the island of Corfu and Athens. I was not a cruise person before this. I don't know if it was the Virgin Voyage, the Mediterranean cruise, or the fact that it was completely free, but I just might be a cruise person now. And speaking of cruises, I think Mike is going to try and story top me on this one.
Yeah, well, I think we can all agree that there's only one thing that is better than a free cruise that you book using points, and that is a free cruise you book without needing any points. And that is what I was able to do last year, thanks to another one of my favorite travel hacks, which is the status match. Now, a status match is when you have elite status in a specific airline or hotel or maybe a car rental program or something, and then another competing program offers you a similar level of status to come try out their program, their airline, their hotel chain, or whatever, with the ultimate goal of taking your business away from the other program. Now, let me give you an example of that. Let's say you have Delta Medallion Elite status because you fly with Delta Airlines all the time. Maybe United will offer you a status match and they'll say, we'll give you all of the same benefits that you're getting right now with Delta, but on United. So come try flying United. And if you like us, you can keep flying with United and we'll let you keep that status for longer. But as travel hackers, there are ways that we can strategize around these status matches to turn them into a free cruise, which is exactly what I did last year. And here's how I did that. Last spring in April, Bilt Rewards, which is a points program in the US, was offering a promotion to get free World of Hyatt Elite status. Anybody who is a Bilt member could just sign up for the promo on this one day, and boom, they were World of Hyatt Elites. So I took that Hyatt Elite status that I got and I matched it to MGM Gold status, which is a casino elite status. And then I took that casino elite status and matched it to Holland America. And Holland America's version of a status match is to offer you a free cruise. So to go back a quick step, World of Hyatt, unfortunately, this is no longer the case. This disappeared a couple months ago. Another sad face moment for World of Hyatt. But last year, they were offering this evergreen status match where anybody who had elite status with Hyatt could match it to MGM Rewards elite status. Now, while this one doesn't exist anymore, there are still plenty of opportunities like this. For example, Marriott Bonvoy is now partnered with MGM. They have a less appealing version of this status match, but it's still there in some way. But anyways, once I had my MGM status, I went to the Holland America website, to their status match program, filled out this form. It only took 1 or 2 minutes to do. And sure enough, about a day later, voila, I had this lovely email from Holland America, where as you can see on the screen, in the screenshot there, they offered me a free cruise for two plus $100 of onboard credit for each person. And there are some restrictions to that. As you can see in the description there, there are blackout dates. The locations where you can go on the cruise at all are limited. And of course, the duration of the cruise is limited. They're not going to let me book that 365-day cruise with this, unfortunately. But still, I was able to redeem this voucher for a cruise that otherwise would have cost almost 3,000 euro, more than $3,000. And that was a 10-day Caribbean cruise that went to 6 different countries. And as you can see on the screen there, I isolated a little red box that shows the taxes, fees, and port expenses of the overall price breakdown, which comes out to about $350. Now, a lot of the times when you're doing travel hacking, when you're using points and miles, and even when you're getting offers like this for a free cruise, most of the time you are always on the hook for taxes and fees. That is non-negotiable, except in rare circumstances like the one Megan just shared with you. But still, $350 for two people is about $175 per person out of pocket. But remember, we each get $100 of onboard credit to use. So roughly a net $75 per person for a $3,000 cruise for 10 days through 6 countries in the Caribbean with 0 points required. I'd say that's pretty darn close to free in my book. But what if you want to travel with more than just yourself or your best friend or one other person? Well, Megan is going to tell us how she booked a trip for not one, not two, not five, not eight, but 10 people in her family to go from the US all the way to Scotland. Tell us about that, Megan.
Yeah, well, I told you all, I just started liking cruises last year. So these back-to-back cruises, I don't know if I have my sea legs for that. We got to get back to one of my all-time favorite land locations, which is Scotland. So how many of you do travel with more than two people, or you might want to in the future? I know this is a big request that we get. This is how this trip was inspired. And the great news is all of the hacks that we're sharing today can generally be applied for more than two people. You just might have to turn the volume up on that earning and redeeming side of things. So I have been going to Scotland since 2018. It is truly a place that has my heart. I mean, just look at her raw and rugged beauty, not to mention the hidden gems like a Colosseum and a pyramid in places that you least expect to find them. But I did promise the entire Daily Drop team that I would not make this a 45-minute talk about Scotland. So I digress, back to the miles and points. Last year, I had a brilliant beyond brilliant idea, which was Operation Get All of the People I Love over to Scotland. Oh yeah, and I thought I would do that all while planning a wedding. And if anyone in this room has planned a wedding, if anyone in this room has planned a group trip, you might be thinking that I had just lost my mind. But I had a vision and I knew I could make it happen with points and miles. So first up, I had to find flights. We had 4 months pre-wedding for the search to begin. And my goal was to get as many people as possible there on my points and then help the others earn and redeem their own points. We needed to get 10 people from the US to Scotland, 7 of us from Florida on the same flight. Now, finding 7 seats bookable with points on the exact same flight is no easy feat, but there are some tools out there that can make it a little more simple for you. In this case, since I had been traveling since 2018 to Scotland, I knew that Virgin Atlantic was probably going to be our best bet for landing a redemption. And Virgin has a very handy reward seat checker built into their website. I wish I could tell you that every airline has this, but alas, they do not. There are some other general tools out there that can help you with this. But when you type in your travel details to the Virgin Atlantic reward seat checker, it spits out a little calendar that looks like this, which shows you how many seats are bookable with points on each day. And it just so happened that on the exact day we needed to leave, there were exactly 7 seats on the dot in premium economy, which I was excited for because I was really hoping to give my family an experience that was elevated just a bit more than economy, and Virgin Premium Economy does not disappoint. So once again, I used those very handy transfer points. In this case, I transferred from Chase over to Virgin Atlantic. And once they landed in the Virgin Atlantic account, we could book for all 7 people on the same flight in the same row. And yes, I did make everyone wear matching t-shirts, because if you haven't picked up, I'm a little corny like that. So here's a little bit more of a snapshot of what it could possibly look like to book for something like a group of 7 people. For this trip, I transferred 121,000 Chase points. The cash price of those 7 seats would have been just over $24,000. And a quick note here is that Virgin Atlantic premium economy seats are going to range depending on the season, depending on other factors. They can range anywhere from $1,500 to upwards of $4,200 a seat. I pulled this price at the time of booking my flight. Now, we promised you at the beginning of this presentation heavily discounted travel. So there are going to be some taxes and fees involved, as we've shared throughout some of our examples today. And lucky me, one of my favorite places on earth, has some of the highest taxes and fees out there for redemptions. So for all 7 seats, we did pay just over $2,900, saving us over $21,000 and giving us a redemption value of about 18 cents per point. And if you're wondering how I found that redemption value, it is this formula right here on the screen. Now, Mike and I always say, do not get too caught up in the value of all of this. You can see there's so many factors that fluctuate. The price of the seats fluctuate. This is a one-way ticket. So there's so many varying factors in this. Use this formula as more of a research tool than like the end-all be-all of what you are booking. At the end of the day, if it's worth it to you, it's going to be worth it in the end. And this trip was certainly worth it. Once we landed, the adventure really began, and we rented 2 cars from the Chase Travel portal. We booked one of these cars with points and one of these cars with cash so that we could make our way up to the beautiful Scottish Highlands, where we rented this gorgeous family Airbnb, which we paid for with all cash. Now, why am I telling you that? Well, remember at the start of the presentation when I said earn points, redeem for travel, rinse and repeat. As you are redeeming your points for incredible travel experiences, you're also strategically earning points along the way. And since my husband and I are the travel hackers in the family, though we might not be for long after this trip, we were happy to put some of the larger cash costs on our card and then split the costs as needed. And thanks to the flexibility of a rental car, we were able to squeeze in so many of our favorite Scotland locations. Get ready to grow your Scottish bucket list here. We were able to see Oban, Fort William, Glencoe, Dune Castle, Cole Ross, and my father-in-law's only request was to see a Highland cow. So we definitely made that happen before making our way back to Edinburgh, where I was able to use a few more of my favorite hacks in one of the most expensive cities in Europe. So first up, I stayed in the Hilton Carlton, which I had been eyeing since 2018. But last year, I was able to earn a free night award certificate with a sign-up bonus that the Hilton Surpass card was offering. So that meant I was able to stay at this hotel I had been eyeing for years, absolutely for free. I stayed there before moving over to, are you all ready for it? The Virgin Hotel Edinburgh. I definitely don't have a favorite brand or anything. In this hotel, I was able to utilize a credit, a $200 fine hotel and resort credit to be specific, that comes with the American Express Platinum card. And these are just a few other reasons that we love earning points on cards, because a lot of them give you these easy to use benefits. Now, let us head to our last hack of the day, where Mike is going to show you how you can fly across any continent for 0 points.
That's right. So at the beginning of the presentation, I told you we would give you examples of travel hacks ranging from simple to more advanced. This one here definitely falls into the more advanced category. So if you don't totally follow every single step of this or every element of it, don't worry too much. This is mainly to give you an example of what's possible if you invest your time and effort into the points and miles game, some of the travel hacks that you can uncover along the way to get you some excellent value traveling around the world. I'm talking, of course, about the United Airlines Excursionist Perk. Now, some of you may have heard of this, many of you probably have not. Here's how it works. Basically, when you book an itinerary of at least 3 flight segments using United Airlines miles, you can get the middle segment for 0 miles as long as you follow a few fairly loose rules. And those rules are as follows. Rule number 1, your itinerary must start and end in the same region. Rule number 2, the middle segment must be within one region, but that one region cannot be the same region as the region that you started in. Don't worry, this will get easier. Rule number 3, you must book your flight with United miles. This does not apply to cash bookings, sadly. And finally, the quote-unquote free middle leg of this perk must be in the same class of service as the first segment. In other words, if your first flight is an economy, your free flight must also be an economy. So that's a little confusing just to wrap our heads around reading these rules. So let's look at a visual element here. So on the screen, you can see a map with 3 different flights from Chicago to London, London to Madrid, and Madrid back to Chicago. So Chicago is our starting point here. And theoretically, if we look back to the rules I just told you, the excursionist perk should kick in here, and that middle flight from London to Madrid should theoretically cost us 0 miles, right? Because we're starting and ending in the same region, Chicago. The middle leg is within one region, Europe in this case, and that region is not the same one as where we started. So let's head over to the United Airlines website. When you find the search tool on United Airlines homepage, you can click Advanced Search, which will take you to this page where you can select a multi-city booking, aka not a one-way, not a round trip, but multi-city. Select miles as the currency, because this only works when using miles. And sure enough, when it comes time to select that middle segment from London to Madrid, it shows up, as you can see right here on the screen, as costing 0 miles. Now, of course, like we talked about earlier, most of the time when you're using points and miles, you are still on the hook for taxes and fees, and that is no different in this situation. So it is going to cost us $64 in taxes, but I think the 0 miles makes up for that. Now, that's how the perk is intended to be used. But of course, this is Daily Drop. We are travel hackers, and we are going to stretch this to the absolute limit. And I will show you just how crazy this perk can really be. So here's another map on the screen of a trip that I actually booked. And it's pretty crazy, going from North America through Europe, the Middle East, Central Asia, Sub-Saharan Africa, and back to North America. It's pretty wild, but hidden within this itinerary is actually the excursionist perk. So all of these flights were booked with various currencies, but 3 flights in here are booked with United miles. So let me isolate just those segments with this map here that you now see on the screen, where we have 3 different flight segments. Segment number one is Zurich to Milan, which if you refer back to the main map, you can see there just a tiny little flight within Europe. Segment two, for the purposes of using United Miles, is from Kigali, Rwanda to Dakar, Senegal via Addis Ababa and Bamako, Mali. And finally, segment three is from Brussels to Frankfurt. Now, if you look back on the main map for the overall trip, you don't see a flight from Brussels to Frankfurt. And that is because I have no intention of taking that trip from Brussels to Frankfurt. Rather, it's a way to trigger the excursionist perk by adding that third segment that follows all the rules. And therefore, that flight in Africa, that really long flight from Kigali to Dakar, will cost 0 miles. So let me break this down a little more. If we wanted to fly just from Zurich to Milan, that would cost us 6,000 United miles. Then if we wanted to fly from Kigali to Dakar on the exact route I showed you, it would cost us 20,000 United miles. So just those two segments would cost us 26,000 miles. But because we add that third segment and trigger the excursionist perk, you can see now here on the screen, we made it all the way to the checkout page, and all three of those flights, Zurich to Milan, Kigali to Dakar, and Brussels to Frankfurt, combined only cost a grand total of 11,450 miles. So to reiterate, those first two flights, if we just booked those two flights, would cost 26,000 miles. But by booking all three flights, it only costs 11,000 miles. So we're saving 15,000 miles by adding an extra flight that we don't plan to take, and saving well over $1,000 because, like I said earlier, flying within Africa is really, really expensive. Just that African flight that I showed you normally costs over $1,000. So this illustrates how if you uncover some of these more advanced travel hacks and use them really strategically, you won't just save a bunch of money and get some free flights. You'll also even be saving your miles in the process. All right, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to a little bit of a different episode of the Daily Drop podcast. I hope that even if you're a points and miles veteran, you still enjoyed that presentation and got some value, maybe even learned something new in the process.
And we did cover so many topics today and went really in depth to a bunch of our trips and everything. So if you do have questions from our presentation today, send those over to us at podcast@dailydrop.com. And if we get enough questions, we'll do another episode that is just answering all of the questions from this presentation specifically. So if you have a question that you're dying for us to answer, send them over to us. But for now, we will sign off and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye, friends.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.